If you want to say, what you have, qu'est-ce que vous avez? What is it that you have? What you have to eat would be, qu'est-ce que vous avez à manger? Yes. So there's a difference between you have to eat, which is you vous devez manger, you must eat. So in English, you have to, you must. But what you have to eat is not what must you, but what you have to eat. Is that clear in English, the distinction? Yes?
So it's really you're saying, what have you got to
eat? Right, got to exactly. Yeah. What have you got to eat?
Yeah.
So qu'est-ce que vous avez à manger? To drink is boire, beverage. It's always good to voir what you boire, yes? Voir to see and boire to drink. So you may ask, what you have to drink would be?
Qu'est-ce que vous avez à boire?
Qu'est-ce que vous avez à boire? So here you have a. You also use the a after il y a. Il y a means there is, there are, but it is a form of a. It actually, il y a means it has there. So we have a form of a, of have.
Yes.
So qu'est-ce qu'il y a is what is there. So what is there to drink would be, qu'est-ce qu'il y a
à boire?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à boire? What is there to drink? What is there to eat?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger? What is there to eat? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à boire? By extension, you use also à after chose, thing, like quelque chose or whatever, yes? La même chose. After chose, if it is followed by a verb, you use à, yes? Because usually it's an extension of have.
Can you?
So automatically, after chose, for instance, I have something to tell you would be...
J'ai quelque chose à vous dire.
Right. J'ai quelque chose à vous dire. Yes. So I say by extension because it's still I have to tell you. Yes. I have to tell you something. Yes.
Yes.
J'ai quelque chose à vous dire. But expressions of quantity, after all expressions of quantity, when you're talking about that quantity, you use after a de. For instance, how much time is how much of time? Combien de temps? Too much time, too much of time. Trop de temps. Any form of much also means many. Many things, trop de choses. So trop is too much and too many. Much time, beaucoup de temps. Je n'ai pas beaucoup de temps. I don't have much of time. Or many things, beaucoup de choses. Many of things. Je vais acheter beaucoup de choses, many things. So too much is trop, and too many also trop, yes?
Yes.
Yes. I don't have too much time, je n'ai pas trop de temps, too much of time, yes?
Yes.
I'm not going to buy too many things, je ne vais pas acheter trop de choses, yes? But if, after those expressions of quantity, if it is followed by a verb, then you use a. For instance, if you want to say, I have much to do, would be, j'ai beaucoup...
trop à faire.
That is, beaucoup trop would be much too much. Just much.
Oh. Beaucoup à faire.
J'ai beaucoup à faire, yes. But if you want to say, I have much, too much to do, would be, j'ai beaucoup trop...
à faire.
Yes. What's more?
J'ai beaucoup trop à faire.
Right. That would be beaucoup, much, trop, too much, and followed by a verb, à faire. J'ai beaucoup trop à faire. And I have nothing to do.
Je n'ai rien à
Right.
Faire.
Right. Je n'ai rien à faire. I have nothing to do. Je n'ai rien à faire aujourd'hui. I have nothing to do today. Je n'ai rien à faire. Right. Rien à faire by itself. It's an expression which means nothing doing. Rien à faire.
Yeah.
Rien à faire. Nothing doing.